Our Father, we are thankful, Lord, for the time tonight, the privilege that we have to bring our burdens and our requests and our desires before you, and Lord, really just a time that we can praise you for your goodness to us. And Lord, you've been so much better to us than we even acknowledge here tonight. And Lord, I want to just say thank you and for that. And I want to pray for the Berghammers tonight that are at home and the sickness upon their family. Lord, pray that you would touch the bodies, give them good healing and strength during this time. And Lord, have your way tonight in as we get into your word. We'll give you thanks for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's turn to the book of Proverbs tonight. We're in the book of Proverbs in chapter 10. Proverbs in chapter 10. If we could bring it down just a little bit. Proverbs chapter 10, we're going to be over there in verse 16. All right. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16. The Bible says to give people a minute to find their place. That's what it, I don't know if it really says that, but I'm going to give you a minute to find. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16. Oop, I went to chapter 16, so I got a minute to turn again. Bible says, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin. We need to bring it down just a little bit more, Brother Bob, a little bit more. It's kind of going through here. So we often will, and maybe I stuck it too close to my face. We often measure gospel work or the work of preaching the gospel and the gospel going forth. We often measure it by visible results, right? We measure by how many people were at church, right? How often do we talk about how many people are at church? We heard it tonight, right? We often want to talk about, and let me say this with that, lest we misunderstand. I am thankful when there's more people at church. Yeah, I don't really care. You know, if there's just two here, I'm glad. You know, I don't care. Bless God. No, we're glad. You know, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But we often measure things by visible results, by how many people are at church. How many people got saved? You know, we had three saved tonight. Woo! You know, amen. We're excited about that. We ought to be excited about people getting saved. And, you know, people getting baptized. We have a baptism. We clap our hands. We're excited about that. But often that becomes the measure of the gospel. Right? That becomes the measure. And so Proverbs here measures work by direction. Okay? Really this, which way it's going. And so this proverb, though, it's not promising immediate fruit. It's revealing where faithful labor leads to. Okay? So, point number one. God evaluates labor by direction, not speed. Okay? So, under that, we find the labor of the righteous. This is what it says in verse 16. The labor of the righteous. So, number one, Solomon begins with labor, not fruit. Right? He begins with labor, not fruit. He doesn't start with the fruit. He starts with talking about the labor. So, number two, this assumes that there is an effort, right? It assumes that there's an effort, that there is persistence, and that there is faithfulness over time. And that's what talking about labor means, is there's been some effort put into it. That's the idea of labor. The idea of, but it talks more than just effort. It also talks about there's a persistence. There's a continuation with it, and there's particularly though there's been some faithfulness over time and in that kind of way. So, number three, a lot of righteous labor is unseen. A lot of righteous labor is unseen. It's uncelebrated, and it's slow. Yeah, slow. I don't like slow results. I like to do something now. I like to start a project and you see it finished quickly. Right? That's the way I like it. That's what I like. I like, you know, you share the gospel with somebody and they get saved like in 30 minutes. Isn't that great? I love that. You know, I love it when I share some truth with somebody that would help them, give some counsel, and their life turns around immediately. Man, that's glorious and rare. Usually it is slow, okay? Because this isn't the work of man, it's the work of the Spirit, right? And it's the work of the heart, and the heart doesn't change overnight. Because you know what? The Bible talks about God has to break up our, what kind of heart? Stony heart. Yeah, hard heart, but he talks about breaking up our stony heart. Right? And that takes more than one lick. It's not, God says, bam, I got you now. No, God doesn't work like that, because if God brought the hammer, we wake up dead. Right? So God, a little bit at a time, shaping that thing and trying to and break it through, so it's slow. So number four, Proverbs dignifies faithful effort even before a visible success appears. Okay? He dignifies. Man, we're still just blowing me out. I don't know if that out y'all too. Okay. There's a faithful effort long, and even long before there's any success appears in our as a result of it. So, and that's what I want us to see tonight is there's dignity. I say that if I use that, but really what I mean is there's value in the faithful effort before there's any visible success. So if a lot of times, and you know what I said is we all agree with this. We all know, we're all like this. We want to see visible results. I mean, in everything we do, right? In everything we do. I want to go to the gym twice and be buff. You know what I mean? Man, I hate that you go to the gym and it just hurts. And then it hurts so bad, it takes a long time before you go back. And then you go back again and it hurts again. And then you're like, it's funny. I'd crack up in Sri Lanka. They're all pretty scrawny guys there in Sri Lanka. And you'd see them. They'd lift some weights and then they'd go over to the mirror. You know, it was so funny. They would just do that. And they'd just trying to, and then they'd kind of pump it up. It's like it's not a pump. You know, it was so. I thought it was funny. You're still like this big an arm. But isn't that the way we are though? We want to see results, but. Really what we're talking about here is with the gospel, and this there's some dignity in what, and there's some value in that. I say this long before any success appears. So be under there. So it tendeth to life. So number one, this is not an instant promise. Okay? It's not an instant promise. Okay? It doesn't work like that. Proverbs aren't promises. I've said that before. I'll say that. Proverbs aren't promises. Proverbs are the way that it goes. And this is kind of, it tends to this way. And really, this proverb really says it there. But number two, tendeth speaks of trajectory, right? It's talking about its path, the route it is taking. Okay, this is what tendeth means. It means the direction that it's going here. It means the trajectory. It means its path. It's the route. That's the way that kind of labor is going. Number three, it answers the question, where is this work headed? Or can I say it another way? Where is this labor headed? The labor that I'm doing, the work that I'm doing, where's it going? You ever ask yourself that question? And I don't just mean here at church. I mean with your life. By the way, I don't just mean with your job. I listen. I don't just mean with your family.
But I do mean all those things. All of it. What you're giving your effort to, where is it going? You ever said this? Man, I'm just trying to survive. Where is it going, man? I don't know where it's going. I'm just trying to get through to the next day. Can I tell you, there's a problem with that. If we're there, something's wrong with our thinking. You say, Pastor, you don't understand. No, I do understand because we've all been there. But you know what else I understand? We all find ourselves there. If we're not careful, we'll live there. We'll live at that place that all we're trying to do is just survive. And I've joked about this before. I asked him, hey, how you doing today? Well, I made it. Man, that's... I don't understand that. I'm telling you, I don't understand just trying to make it through life. I understand occasionally. Occasionally we get there. You know what I mean? And I've been there. And I'm not saying it's been that long ago this week that I've been there. You know what I'm saying? That sometimes you're just like, whew, I'm glad I made it through that day. It was just a big day. I'm glad I made it through. And at the end of the night, my wife, sometimes I'm ready to just sit in my chair. And she's like, you don't want to do anything else right now, do you? I'm like, no. And it's not because I labored hard. It's just, sometimes it's just what's on you. You know what I mean? But I can't do that every day. That's the problem. Listen, I want you to get this. I want you to get what I'm going to say right here. Number four. Faithful labor may be slow, but it is never wasted. It is always moving somewhere. Oh, Pastor, I don't know. Seems like no matter how hard I try, it never works. I've tried it before. And it didn't work. And you know what I want to say? Try again. No. Isn't that good counsel? Just keep trying. Bless God. Here's the thing. You know what we need to do? We need to have our heart and our mind fixed on what we're really talking about here. And it's this. It's if we're going in that direction, it's not wasted. It's tending to righteousness. It's not wasted. Okay, see, the contrast clarifies the truth. Look at verse 16 now. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. Okay, so we find here then, number one, under that, wicked labor also produces something. Okay, wicked labor also produces something. And so here's the point. You say, well, when you're doing something, you're laboring towards something that's wicked. I didn't mean to. You ever said something like this? I didn't mean for it to go that way. I didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't think that would happen, right? We'll say stuff like that. Number one, no labor is neutral. No labor is neutral. Well, it is for me. I just don't do anything. Well, that's the fruit of the wicked. It's sin. So I didn't sin. I didn't do anything. Isn't that funny how we would think that? I didn't hurt anybody, so nothing wrong with it. You didn't help anybody either. Right? You're supposed to be the light of the world, but you put a bushel over the candle. But I didn't do anything. I didn't hurt anybody. Okay, by not giving light to those that God has put in your way, you actually have. Every work has a direction. So then number two, the issue is not activity, it is trajectory. Okay? It's not the activity, it's you see which way. And so under that, which path is it on? Which path is my activity on? That's the question. Which direction is it going? It's going one or the other. You got that? Amen? Y'all with me?
Amen? It's going what you're doing in every aspect of your life, it is going on one of those paths. That's the way it is. So number two, I want to talk about the labor of a missionary's work. Okay? A, missions is often slow by design. By design. So number one, there is language learning. How many like language learning? Nobody. Yeah. 10 out of 10 don't like language learning. Let me rephrase this. 10 out of 10 Americans don't like language learning. So I want to talk about, this is for English speakers we're going to see here. And I'm going to give you some understanding about, I just remember, this starts with, missions is often slow by what? By design. Okay, look at A. I want to talk about language learning. A, easy languages such as Spanish, French, and Italian. Who would call those easy languages? They are easy. They are in the list of languages for English speakers. They're considered the easy ones. Okay, that one takes under there the blank there 600 to 750 hours. That's not so bad. Okay, B. And by the way, that's average. That's average. Okay, you could be somewhere under that. Some people are under that. Most are anyway. B. Moderate language such as German or Indonesian, 900 to 1100 hours. Wow, that escalated quickly. C. Hard language such as Russian or Arabic, 1100 to 1500 hours. And then we get to the very difficult languages, such as Japanese or Mandarin Chinese. 2,200 plus. Plus. It doesn't have the other end, it's just plus. Okay? So, E under that. What that comes out to at 1 hour a day, if you spent 1 hour a day studying that, for easy languages, 2 years. 2 years at 1 hour a day. Well, say maybe I'll do 2 hours a day. Okay, you cut it down to a year. Okay, I'm gonna work 3 hours a day. Okay, a little less than that. We think it doesn't necessarily work like that. If you've ever how many here have studied language other than in school? At school doesn't count. School is academic. It's a little different. But if you studied language, like trying to learn it for some, I'm telling you, it's painful. It's painful. I mean, you just, can I just be honest with you just for a minute? And I hate to say this, but sometimes when I would hear Sinhala language, part of it excites me because I love the people and I love it. And then part of me just makes me cringe inside. Because when they speak, I've got to really try hard to listen, and it hurts. Hurts. We did it in French. I've been in Quebec. We were up there in the French, and it's just like, can somebody just speak English? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So how about for very difficult languages, if you spend an hour a day, 6 years. 6 years. So then let's go to number two. That was just language, right? I just talked about language. Okay, number two. Then there is cultural understanding. Oh man, this is different. So let me give you some time frames for cultural understanding. 1 year, it takes 1 year for survival understanding. Survival. Like you know something I found out in my first year in Sri Lanka? This is weird. I didn't know where to go buy a nail. We wanted to put a nail, hang up a picture. I couldn't find a nail. Where do you buy a nail? Well, go down to the store. Yeah. Go down to the hardware store. Where's that at? I go into, we have an Arpico. It's kind of the Sri Lankan version of Walmart. You go in there and I'm looking, I can't find a nail. And I'm asking somebody, hey, where do you find a nail? 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 What is a nail? You know, like a nail? Hardware. You know, they'd say something and you're like, my first year. I'm just like, finally found out from somebody, there's a little thing called a kade. Kade is a little shop. Little place. It's about this wide. In the side of a bunch of other stuff. and you go up to that guy and you ask for concrete? No. Concrete? No. What? And he's like, what? He couldn't understand my English. Man. 1 year. 1 year is how long it takes for survival understanding. I'm not talking about the language. I didn't talk about No. I'm talking about culture. Okay. It takes 2 to 3 years for to understand family dynamics and power in a society. 2 to 3 years, you think, I kind of understand how this goes. Nope, I didn't. 4 to 7 years to understand social reactions and conflict resolution. So when somebody comes up and I said, hey, why don't you come on over and see? Come over to my house at 11 o'clock. Yeah, come on, come on. Okay, I'll come. This in Sri Lanka, what does this mean? It means something. And I said, can you come over and do some work at my house at 11? Is 12 better? How about 2? So when do you want to come? I'll come at 11. Okay. I'm like, all right, he's at 11. I'm ready. Ready at 11. I'm an American military trained veteran. So 11 is, 10:30. So I'm ready. I'm ready and they're coming. And 11 gets here. 12. 1 o'clock, I'm like, 2:30 they show up. 2:30 they show up. Hey, I'm here. Just like, hey, I'm here. Like, remember we said 11? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, but it's 2:30. Can I be honest with you? I'm disgusted by now. Disgusted. Disgusted. I don't like him. I don't want to talk to him. You've offended me. You know what I'm saying? You're like, well, you shouldn't be like that, missionary. I know. I'm just saying to you, for 4 to 7 years to understand social reactions and conflict resolution. You know what took me a long time to learn? You know how they got there? Maybe 2, maybe 3 buses. You think you could count on bus schedules? Absolutely not. You could miss one. The bus could be in a hurry to go catch the next people and leave before it's time to leave and you miss your... I don't know this. I had no idea. I'm just thinking, you people, what's wrong? No, they weren't as terrible and lazy as I thought. It's just, you don't understand these things. I'm saying 4 to 7 years, cultural, social interaction. Let me tell you this. 8 to 15 plus years to think inside the culture and not commit errors that hurt your ministry. I drank Buddha's offering. That didn't help my ministry. I said things to people. I can remember my first term. Oh, man. One of my great regrets, I'll be honest with you. One of the greatest regrets in Sri Lanka, my first term this young, I met this guy at the airport. We were at 6 months. We had to go out. Man, I'm not going to finish today. Too much on this. I'm sorry. None of these are my notes. I just got to tell you stories. We take a trip out. We had a tourist visa, so every 6 months we had to fly out, and we're there, and we go out and meet somebody in the airport. Come back, spoke great English, said he was a Christian, and he wanted to come and help us. Want to come? I'm like, okay, well, and he just, and I know these people say they're Christians, but they don't, And he had, well, tell me about when you got saved. He couldn't tell me that no testimony. So I said, you got it. And I said, he all he wanted to do was hang out with my family. You remember that? You remember that way back? Wanted to just hang out with my girl. Just want to hang out. Wanted to visit. Wanted to be around the Americans. And I'm like, well, tell me. No. And I say, y'all go out there. Let me just. And I kept trying to talk to him about the gospel. And the chairman, man, I just ran this guy off. God gave me a translator. I ran him off my first year there. Like, what was wrong with you? Yeah, I can't tell you. It wasn't until years later that I could understand what I did back there. And I thought, yeah, he ain't going to be saved. He's not going to just come in here and help us do God's work. I'm just telling you, folks. Here's what happens, though. A lot of people can live somewhere for 10 years and still exist under a 2-year understanding. Because you know what? It gets so hard, you just want to stay in your house. Third thing, relationship building. Relationship building and teaching truth patiently. This, can I say this? This doesn't become effective without the first two. You got to get the language and you got to get cultural understanding before you can really build relationships at all. And then number four is just this. This is labor, not spectacle. This is labor. It's work. Oh, man, I can't tell you how much work it is just to survive. We ain't got to sharing the gospel yet. We're talking about just being able to effectively be with the people. B, realistic expectations are necessary. Number one, faithful missionaries may labor for years with little visible fruit. Number two, I'm going to try to finish tonight. Scripture tells us that labor still tendeth to life. Okay? Still tendeth to life. Three, churches are not called to judge work by speed, but by faithfulness and direction. Okay? By faithfulness and direction. Are they doing it? Listen, see. This should shape how we think about missions giving. Okay, number one under there. Missions giving is not funding results. I mentioned this on Sunday. We're not funding results. Two, it is partnering in righteous labor. Number three, trusting God to bring forth fruit, to bring fruit in His time. You know when my time was? Yesterday. Yeah? His time is His. Can I tell you, God wants to bring fruit more than we do. But it takes fruit a little time to cultivate. Listen, I want to say this right here, and then we're going to get to the conclusion real quick. We support direction, not deadlines. We support the direction. You see, here's the conclusion. Proverbs 10:16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. So it teaches us God sees where faithful work is headed even when we cannot yet see where it ends. Is this even going to work? Right. Is this even going to work? This is the kind of question we might ask. Pastor, is what we're doing, is that even going to work? You know what I want to say? I don't know. People have asked me stuff like that. Well, are they ever going to even do this? Are they ever going to get to the field? I don't know. But I will say this. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. Number one, righteous labor may be hidden. It may be hidden. Two, it may be slow. Number three, but God has already told us its destination. We already know where it's going. We may not see it. We had a missionary stop by our house last night. It was actually where Kayla went over to Cambodia. He was over at Orlando, so he came over and had supper with us last night. And, you know, we were talking to him and you know, just about the things of missions and going and the things that is happening like this. But I'm telling you, listen, we want to see stuff. God has, we look what we're trying to do, but I'm going to tell you what, God has told us what the destination is. You know, a missionary is trying to do something, and we want to see something, right? We want to see, and these missionaries come by, and they're going to say something. They're going to, man, can you just feel with the missionary just for a moment? They're trying to come and sell what they're just excited about. They ain't even done it yet. A missionary and a deputation before they've ever gotten to the field, they got to come and sell to you, to churches, what they haven't even done yet. And they got to say, here's what I'm going to go do. And as a missionary, I'm thinking, yeah, right, buddy. I had a fellow one time, took our home church. We were at home church. We were starting another church, and then our pastor left. And so and this guy from Texas comes up. He said, "Man, I'm going to come up here and knock doors and build this church." And I said, "Brother, this is Nebraska. This ain't Texas. Doesn't work quite the same. If it's just the result of knocking doors, we'd already had a big church here because we knocked a lot of doors, thousands of doors, personally. But sometimes it's like he hadn't done it yet. He just got graduated in Bible college. He's excited, you know, and he's trying to sell something. He's talking about his vigor. He's talking about his, man, I appreciate that, though. Here's the thing, though. Here's really the truth is just this, is the labor of the righteous tendeth to life. And I found this, even a missionary that doesn't get accomplished what they planned on accomplishing, what they're doing, when they come in here and they talk about mission, they talk about what God has on their heart, and they talk about the vision, man, they've already done something that tendeth to life. Stirred us for it. I think about it, and maybe I've said this already, sometimes the greatest work they do is promoting the work of missions. Some of them don't ever get to the field, and some of them that do get to the field, they don't do great work. They find it, and they don't last long. Because they find out, woo, it's a lot harder than I thought. I need to go back to Starbucks. You know what I mean? And but they did something while they were laboring. Still something that tended to life, but it's different. Okay, last thing. We may not always see the fruit of faithful labor, but God has assured us that it tends toward life. And, and it's the labor that's important. It is slow, and it's, you know, I want us to have realistic expectations as a church. I think if churches had more realistic expectations, missionaries wouldn't feel like they have to come in and put on a show. I don't know that we have missionaries like that, but I know some have, I've been there. And so we're going to get some. We're not judging them on how, you know, we're just, what are you doing? Are you doing something? As a matter of fact, that's where I started going with this. I said, listen, it's not so much what you do. And I wish I could do a class for missionaries on how to write a prayer letter. We don't need to see all that you've accomplished. What we need to see is what are you doing? Are you doing something? And because the results aren't yours anyway. If somebody got saved, that's because God sent someone to you. Amen. Say for us. Father, I do pray that you'd help us, Lord. Help us that as we endeavor to do more to reach the world with the gospel, that, Lord, we would get a right perspective and really some understanding, that we might really have some pity and some compassion on these that are really got a huge, huge task in front of them that's going to be slow. And yet, Lord, that's just your plan for us to take the gospel to the regions beyond us. So, Lord, pray that you'd have your will and way in our hearts, and we'll thank you for it now. In Jesus' name.